to farm, you know. And so we had no alternative but just starve to death. He said, oh.
Mm-hmm. So your alternative was to...
Just to live, survive.
And come to the mill town to where you could survive.
Yeah. And we didn't know any other place to go.
Yeah.
And my uncle said, if you will bring your children to Cedartown, then I will get jobs for everyone that are old enough, you know. And so she did. And then her... but my daddy's brother said, if you carry them, we won't ever have anything else to do. Because there'll be lit heads they'll start... Well, back in those days, the mill people would start dipping snuff. He says they'll start dipping snuff and smoking and all these things that you don't want them to do.
Linthead, that's a cotton mill worker.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that was what most of the common folk were called.
Mm-hmm. Lintheads.
Did your mother's brothers help her out any after they passed away? After your dad passed away?
Nothing other than getting us to Cedartown in a house.
Mm-hmm.
This was the house on West Avenue, Cedartown.
And they eventually, her brother sold all of her cotton,
yes,
sold all of her animals, uh-huh, sold everything.
Yeah, sold everything that she had. She had cows, hogs, chicken, corn in the crib, you know. Mm-hmm. This is a place you keep the corn. And cotton, so many bales of cotton was stored for use later years whenever the price... He kept saying the price would go up. They said, my daddy said, price would go up. And you'd get a price for it. But she never got it because they took it all. Now, all of that wasn't her brother's. Papa's sister, her husband was something like a little old, not a lawyer, but something of that, mm-hmm, sort. But he come and ask for the tickets where it was stored. But when he carried them away, he never did bring the tickets back.
Mm-hmm. So then y'all came to Cedartown, started working the mill. You went all the way through high school, you and Uncle Luke. Then after that, you graduated from high school in
37. He did
1937. So we've gone from the year you were born to 1937 of your history.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. After you graduated from high school, did you try to go out and look for jobs?
Yes, there was just no jobs. And everywhere you went to look for a job, you had to walk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't have cars. I mean, the cars, other people had cars, then few along. But I would have to always walk from the village to town.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty good ways.
Okay. What did y'all usually think, because in the South a lot of people always think bad of people from the North. What did y'all think anything about them, or do you remember people talking bad about the North or anything, like regrets from the Civil War or anything?
No.
Or harsh feelings?
Mom always said, you know, that from up North you got a lot of Catholics,
mm-hmm,
you know. And of course I remember the time, what was his name? Al Smith. And I remember people coming to Mama to vote and said, and I don't remember who the other man was. Was it Al Smith and Dewey? Who was the two? I don't remember who the two was, but whoever it was, and I can't remember. She didn't want to vote for one it was Hoover, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Hoover and Al Smith, I believe. She didn't really want to vote for a Catholic, you know.
Yeah.
But somebody had told her if she didn't vote for the man, that it seems like, as well as I can remember, it seems to me that one of them was a Catholic. I'm sure one Republican and one Democrat. And of course, she always picked up and tried to vote for the Democrat because they were for the working class people.
Did Democrat ruled in the South because they were working class people? Did anybody ever persuade your mother or your sisters or anybody to voting, like saying that they would lose a job or anything if they did not vote this way or anything like that?
No, if you did, we never heard anything about it, and I'm sure they'd come straight home and told it.
Yeah, but that probably happened though, some.
Oh yeah, well, I'm sure it did. In big factories, you know, where they, you know, you've read over the years, you know, about things like that happening.
Can you recall any big plantation owners or anything of cotton farmers around? See, when you were born, y'all didn't mess with farming any.
But no, no more we did.
Yeah, so you don't know much about that part of it.
No, I don't know much about that.
Because I was going to ask if you had heard of the Farmers Alliance. Have you ever heard of Tom Watson? He was a man from Atlanta. I just want to ask. Did y'all look at the South as a good place to live? You'd have rather lived in the South than anywhere else?
I think so.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
So Catholics, the outlook, y'all Catholics were...
Well, we were just always taught, you know, that, I mean, even word got out during that period of time that I'm talking about, where they had the election, and Ethel Harps, this was the missionary that was on the hill that had taken those children in, She came down and tried to get Mama to vote for the Republicans because she said that she said and Barney said that they'd take babies and just bash their heads out, you know. And now that wasn't true.
The Republicans
would.
Uh-huh.
The Catholics, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it scared some of them, but Mama wasn't going to vote for Catholic. She just didn't. And, I mean, in modern days like today, I mean, I'm sure that she would vote for the man, you know.
Yeah. Republicans. I mean, there's a... what did y'all think of Jewish people? Or did y'all ever hear?
Never see or hear much about any Jewish people.
Okay. So that was not much around then.
No.
Catholic wasn't either, though.
No. But, you know, there's lots of scary tales back in those days about Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
And so, the naturally, little poor people would...
were the upper class... In Cedartown, what church were they associated with?
They went to First Methodist. And
they went to First Methodist.
First Methodist and First Baptist. And we had, you know, this little church on the side of the road there. As you go down, you know, you pass the service station and the next one's that old,
great church.
Old church.
Uh-huh.
That's Presbyterian Church. It's been here and it tells all about it in there. And I guess the oldest church, you know, in Cedartown.
And they were, Presbyterian were usually upper class.
Mm-hmm. But then they got to where they believed, you know, more like this Methodist or anybody, you know. And their services are nearly the same as our church.
Was the church a great part of all of your family's life?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That one church.
Kresge. Mm-hmm. And you believe that the church is what helped your family a lot, has helped your family?
Well, they didn't help. They helped it spiritually. My mother would never accept any monies or food mm-hmm. from anybody because she had too firm a
belief. Mm-hmm. But the church has always been there for you.
Yeah.
And your religion has always been there for you. Mm-hmm. What were some things that Cedartown tried to get up going, like any programs that they tried to get up going to keep kids off the streets and being hoodlums?
Well, the Scouts, and it was organized first right there in Kresge Church, you know. And it was organized because, you know where the railroad track is?
Uh-huh.
Now, this is how it was divided, you know. There's always been a railroad track in this town. And then they got to saying, you know, bad things about the children on the other side of the track. And this preacher just came in and said, well, we'll tell you what. You know, they went down and talked to him, like the boys did mm-hmm. one day. And so they said, well, I tell you what we'll do. We'll organize some scouts. And if they don't start treating us right, then we'll fix our own little laws and our own little, you know, what do you call them? The head of the town?
Commissioner?
No.
Mayor?
Mayor. We'll have our own little mayor and our own little everything if they don't start treating us right.
Mm-hmm.
And he could see this after they got to telling him about it. And so it started with Troop 16, the Boy Scouts.
Okay. On the side of the tracks that you lived on, was that the good side or was that like Lint Head side, the bad?
No, that was the Lint Head side. That was the side that from the tracks on was the people uptown and the railroad people, you know, like that.
And then the side that the factory workers on were lower class.
Mm-hmm.
Did class division have a lot to do with things ran in Cedartown?
Yes, always, everything, even in the schools. I mean, if somebody was chosen, I mean, they didn't choose somebody like me coming from Cottonmill. They chose Mr. Florence's daughter, son, or something like that.
Uh-huh. So that did have a distinction.
Yes, yes.
Did that have a distinction with hiring?
Hiring?
Into the mill or railroad?
No, into the mill. They wanted these people. They knew they was going to be hard workers because most of them had all come from the farm, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But those people, they wouldn't come to apply for a job. They didn't need a job, you know. We had to have it for food.
What was the first job you ever had after high school?
After high school, well, I finally got a job splicing in the Goodyear mill
mm-hmm.
and stayed there about 3 months or something like that. Maybe not hardly that long. And then they laid us off, and then I went to Rockmart and met Harry.
My grandfather.
Yeah.
You met Pawpaw in what year? Can you recall?
Let's see. About 38, I think. 38 or 39.
And y'all got married.
About 39.
In 39.
It was a couple of years after I finished high school.
And he finished high school.
No.
No, he didn't?
No, he didn't finish high school. He went to, when he went to service and he came back, then he went. They had a school for him up
okay.
there.
Okay.
High school.
Did